January the 29th, Sunday. And I'm in the home of Frank Masano on 7th Street. 202 7th Street. And this is a Igloo 4 Finders of Alaska recording. Now, Frank, you,
This tape recording is a story of Frank Masano, an old-time miner here and a pioneer, and a long-time city employee of the city of Fairbanks after he retired from mining. He's from Italy, and he's a member of Igloo 4, and this is Harry Hughes recording this tape.
In Italy, in the town called Montalero.
Montalero,
Italy. Mm-hmm. When I come to the States, I worked on the sponsor in 33 months in the tannery.
In the tannery? You work in the tannery in Wisconsin?
That is the saddest to come to Alaska.
And then you come to Alaska.
And I left there alone, come to Seattle.
What year was that?
The 1901 and 2.
1901 and 1902?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I find a fella, we come into Dorset.
You take your time.
Everything was fine.
Mm-hmm. You come over the hill too fast in the dark.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, but it was a railroad already.
Parkway.
Well, railroad up to the hill.
Up to the top of the hill.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, well, we start to look for a job. No, we went to prospect and the lead dance. Everybody wants to give me a claim.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you come in Chicago like that, you think it go low.
Yeah.
And I went, but you really find gold too.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing you know, we sink close to the creek. Mm-hmm. We went back and record the ground. And when we come back, the staff was full of water.
Full of water, full of water.
But we found gold there.
Mm-hmm.
And then we sink another hole.
Mm-hmm.
We sink three holes.
Mm-hmm.
Three holes was about 100 feet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And but then we had, I went down with gold and said, what do you got? What do you got? Everybody thought, oh, you are really me. And the first thing he was passing there, on the creek, he turned the first thing he was up 100 feet on the hill.
Mm-hmm. Well, what part of the awesome was that? Were you?
Little Blanche.
Little Blanche Creek?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Little Blanche, he was running to the quartz creek.
Runs into the quartz creek.
Quartz creek.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we come to town. Fix everything, and then we got a job for a winter from 35 until ready.
Mm-hmm.
We stopped to work there. And in the summertime, we worked in 36. Four of us belonged to Jocunta, somewhere. And we started to learn a bit, you know. Because
mm-hmm.
when we got through there, after a year or so, sit and down to Fort Banks.
Mm-hmm. Come down to Fort Banks. Yeah. And that was 1902 or 93?
1903. We went up on Clary. We got the lay and five of both. We had some bodies there too.
The lay was the permission to work the ground for percentage.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He was good pay. Of course, we took out not very much. But then the gang, he got broke, but we worked in the summertime, just with the wind. We worked pretty good. But then the ditch, he broke up to fill up the shaft for a water.
Mm-hmm.
In the fall, we went to Wall Street and looked for the
land. We went off to
Wall Street.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody was talking about the space. And we assumed a hole, 160 feet. It was nothing but ice. Nothing but
ice. All the way down?
All the way down.
From the front?
And then the structure is ground. But we, the pay was not very good. So, we quit. But when you have a punchale, we told us, say, give us 75%, we was going to put up machinery. But I'm not in there.
Yeah, one of the ordinary come down, said, Frank, I'll give you anything you want. I'd like to see my singing in the ground. You're not supposed to give me to yes.
Well, then, Jim Kunta, I had a hold down. He didn't want to protest. He said, why don't you join me first? And we went up with us. He had 50 feet on the upper side. I went down, cracked the pond on the low side, I went into the bay. Mm. But that was fun. It looked like the rock, like lime.
Limestone.
Yeah, and you get the bay inside.
Mm-hmm.
You get more what I send up, what I get it myself. Well, it was not extra, but we picked it up, and we start to work. By wood, by plant, by everything. On the upper side, going up, we went so far, but then we had to sing another shaft. The big rock, it was going down, upstream.
The face sloped off.
Yeah, it went down, but I found a good pen. I said, by God, it must be better paid. Right, when we get through, we take off all the 50,000. We had to sing the other road. By God, we went down 6 feet on the rock. You can eat a dollar and a half a pan almost.
Oh, that was good then.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then I took the points upstream, so the water went down 2 feet.
Mm-hmm.
6 feet. And up downstream, he was going up all the time.
Up 20 down.
We went up there, we put the car there, come down to the south, we got the water. And up there, upstream, the pay run away.
Run out, huh?
Right, God said, well, we had just saw about a 50 cent a panda. One day I see a bunch of sand, I see gold, I fill it up a tank.
Mm-hmm.
Send it up, he said, no gold on the sand, he pan, he had $12.
You fool him, huh?
And then what he had another 50 cent. After that, I just walked through the finger when I got the point in the morning. I go down.
Wave them off with your finger, huh?
$6, $7, $6, $7.
Mm-hmm.
And we went up through. We were supposed to be through on the other leg. Mm-hmm. Was somebody else to come down. And I hear every time I knock on the door, sound like make long noise. I say, I am close to the drift. Mm-hmm. I'm close to the drift. So we measure. One day, Jimmy said, I come up to say, did you connect? Not yet, but it's on land to enter. Afternoon, I went down, I stood the feet and hold the feet. And then I walked down 30 feet.
The hollow sound on the other side echoed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Then I walked down 30 feet and he went in. Then I found what Rudy told us. He's still about $25,000.
Out of that one place?
Mm-hmm. Because when we square up there, we put the phones, so the man who went to attack I was pretty time to quit. I asked one of the partners, any pay you can, right? Oh, the other said, you is not paying this. He threw the other act as impossible. The other who wrote the gold there, he can mean so much, must be some good pay. When next day I went down, when I had my points on the other side, I went back, I panel lower, $2, $3 a panel lower. I went up, I said, what's the matter, you? You crazy? Well, no, it's nothing. I said, here is a $100 bid. Or keep quiet, or I'll take your money. Now, you crazy, call me crazy.
You want to bet him $100?
Yeah.
He take you up.
By gosh, when he went down, the man stopped to work and bid $100 a pan.
$100 a pan? He was that rich.
That's what he
wanted.
Why is that from the other fella come down?
Mm.
The water they never get into some poor girl. God or Mother Grass.
Well, do you remember the names of some of the fellows you worked with?
Oh, I had Jim Kunta, Martin Perelli, and I forgot this fella he was blocking. He wasn't a Charlie Ferrero. Guy in the old country. And Martin Silva.
Martin Silva?
Yeah, he's dead. We took out $100,000.
You took out $100,000 in how long a time? One season?
Well, we prepare in the summertime.
Yeah. But 1 year?
In the fall, we work all winter and all in summer.
And then make you clean up, huh?
Well, in the summertime we clean every day, but then you had a big dump. One stock was loose, $10,000 to $1,000, you know. I was putting it. Seems a big hole there now.
It is a big hole out there yet, huh?
Oh, you put a water, right? That's what the company, when he come to buy me out.
Your big company?
Yeah. Two clams, I had this clam, that was split on the Victor. Victor and Sunshine.
Victor and Sunshine?
He asked me, how much you want? Well, I think how much you give me. So we give you $2,500 bottle. I say, okay. And then, the association got him out, I still I got it. He said, $15,000, all right, they're all right. If you get it out of the way, prepare for me. He said, you see, he said, if you go to work, the wiser, someday I'll go myself on a boat that lake. Because we drink there. And pay enough me to make $10,000 quick.
Above the lake?
Above the lake, above the road.
That's on
boat
quick?
On boat quick. But I never went there. And I went,
you don't know if anybody ever worked with you?
No, nobody went. I still the ground. I gave it to Spallone.
So you did that's the one he's talking about?
Yeah.
Is he going to try to work it this summer?
Who?
Spallone? Is he going to try to go up there?
Talk about who, he never worked in his life.
He never mind. Get somebody else to do it, huh?
Yeah. Okay. No, he wants to sell it.
Oh, yeah.
Who's going to buy? You know, Antonio Magni and Isabella.
Mm-hmm.
He sells it.
Yeah, he worked over Isabella.
He was a bit, he had to trim him, he had a fella. My friend cook, and he cooked. For at once he cooked. And he came up to see me, and Pedro, our Rudy for Zimmerman.
Oh, and Zimmerman.
He said, I cook, but he's a pain. I said, what for you quit? He said, you tell me, everybody quitting got me pay. But he didn't pay. Just the stuff I was going down. Then I come to town. I wasn't from the bank and meet him. Says, here is, I'll give you the money, you pay Pagalotti. You pay Pagalotti, I got nothing to do. Pagalotti was coming. This is, he won't give you $50. He said, what do you give me? Here is, I work 1 month, it's under 50. If you want to pay, if you don't pay, you keep it. I do ask you now. Pagalotti was, he took a walk on San Francisco now and he ran all the time. So he passed like that. He had no faith. That's what he did.
Well, you really believe there's plenty of good grounds of work in Alaska if the people would get out and look for it. If the men would get out and look for it, you think there's lots of gold to be found yet?
Oh, crap. Lots of.
You just don't want to work anymore like you used to.
No. Through the mine. You take the Chichaco, you don't know. Chichaco, you got to give him the gold. Now look here, I'll tell you something. I unearthed a piece of ground on board, little below, for 35 years.
You try to get it for 35 years?
Yeah, I want to prospect. I have 2 feet on time. I was living in a cabin in Sargent. But I went to see too much spread up to the hill there from the depot. I went down 30 so many feet in the bank. I said, now, boss, if you do me, we'll go up there. Irwin Mack, he said, oh, it's too deep. Let's stay on top of the bank. It's too deep. We do know. And I never went. But now, I went there 2 years ago. I put the shovel. I see what I want to see. I had the feet. Somebody threw me the feet. So I feel good. I'm going to put a hole right there in the bank. Just try.
Just
if there's any pay, you don't go very deep. Can't go. As I don't find nothing. But so find any pay, I got to find it there. Down from the hill.
That's down from the lake. Down below the lake, is it?
Lake
on Bar Creek.
Oh, the lake up here in the middle, the creek? Oh, yes, it's way down and then way down.
Oh.
Down there.
Mm-hmm.
days, not tributary of the tributary of Sullivan.
Tributary of the Sullivan?
Oh. Mm-hmm. When you pass water. Yes. A pea sticks on ground there. Tributary of Sullivan.
Do they feed still hold ground over there?
No, no more.
They have abandoned, did they?
I want to give my ground for nothing at once. I say, well, I know the way it was when I bought there. I was going to sing a hole. Mm-hmm. You know that the Torre Castilla let me Bucky.
Bucky?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He was standing there for a fee.
Yeah, I
do not tell me. But his wife, his wife here there. Well, then when he went to work for the government up there, he told me, for his boss, he said, I see your hole here. That hole, he come up, go to pay for all the iron drill holes.
Where was that
girl
hold that?
Right down in Mother Worthy, but this
right
is the Home State Association. Oh. It was a kind of Tularana. I was working for Black Alley, Labana, and it was turned down to go to the Mother Road. Mm-hmm. You see, I was working there this way. The way go right into the ground. In a bunch, because the water, it turned the street up high. Then the other Boston and Victor went to sing the hole. He had leased from my street down for 4 contra. Then he had an Alabama. He sing Alabama was like, but the country sweet is there. He was pretty good pay, he was kind of high. And then he had both there.
Well, how did you live then while you were doing that? Did you set up a camp, a tent, or how did you live?
Cabin, yes.
You build cabins?
Oh, yeah.
Then you rustle everything yourself.
Yeah. We stopped in the Alabama cabin. Mm-hmm. Because Alabama, I was take care of myself.
Took care of everything.
She owed me 800 dollars a year. Mm-hmm. She went outside, she never left or nothing. But now I don't want her. Mm-hmm. That year I had to pay myself. I was sick.
Assessment claim?
Yeah.
Assessment work, yeah.
If you go down like this, put together Alabama homestead. Mm-hmm. Alabama is going to live for down. Mm-hmm. But live for down is no more. The pay turned to the left.
But when you wanted a grub, you have to come to town to get it yourself?
Oh, the car is coming there.
There was an automobile that time? Was there a golf trip?
Sure.
What year was that?
Oh, it's not very long. It's not very long when we were money down there. You know, he was rich and homeless. And then he come down all the way through.
You remember what year it was?
It was about, I don't know exactly.
1920?
Yeah.
Well, by the time of the First World War?
I think it's more than 1920. That time he was a bridge, but after a feast, after work of there, he carried everything out. Mm-hmm. Nobody can cross. Mm-hmm. And there was a dead cat, a car, and he was a road onto the cat.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Now, if you got to pass, you got to walk down there. Mm-hmm. The creek. Mm-hmm. I walked last year. Just passed by, I went down to the car, then I come back. I had 2-3 with me.
Well, is Charlie Shade's ground over at Onus, is that supposed to be good?
No more ground. You know that Sawyer, he will come here.
Mm-hmm.
He go down looking for the ground. He asked me questions at 60 years ago.
You can't remember, huh?
I remember, yeah. Okay, but he's in all those people.
Oh, they're all gone.
They want to make this store involved. Mm-hmm. And then he talk about the Jack Pratt. I said, Jack Pratt, after losing his wife, he went in Australia. He leave the gun to the company. What are you going to do with the gun? Mm-hmm. Then he said, a new plane, Sunshine and Victor.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what he find. I give it to Sparoni.
Mm-hmm.
He said, maybe Sparoni never did. Then I went down, you have your ground on there, Homestead. in a bomb. What about saying people? The people are all dead. What are you going to do there? He can't land in that ground anymore. The fella, Mashmanga.
Yeah.
Let somebody else who works on the ground. He don't make no money on the ground. And he make ground way up close to owners there.
Mm-hmm. Well, Max Mango's in Sitka, isn't he?
No, he's in Washington.
Yeah, but I think they took him to Sitka.
You already did?
Max Mango, yeah. He's a friend of Louis Johnson, didn't he?
What is his wife?
Well, I think she's in town or kind of went with him because she's not there.
Well, I guess I never
heard. They brought him in anyway because they had a hard time last winter.
Oh, he brought him sick. Well, this is right.
They brought him in.
And I said, what are you going to do with this fellow there watching that gun? There's no money to make. I don't give it any. Here she raised the girl $100 an hour.
That's right.
She must manage it. Somebody else to make money in Alabama. Mm-hmm. He make it and close to him, what he called us. And then when he eats himself, he thought the pay was right. He went to work. He lose all the money he had, all the money he had his wife.
Yeah.
Money in Alabama. Mm. He make it and close to owner, what he called us. And then when he in himself, he thought the pay was right. He went to work. He lose all the money he had, all the money he had his wife.
Yeah.
No, I used to go down.
Well, then you used to walk to the place when you went. Hike. When you got out, you'd walk out where you go.
Oh, yes.
You didn't have horses and dogs?
No.
You never had dogs?
No, I never had dogs. Oh, I had one when I went to... to Lavana.
In the wintertime, you used snowshoes?
Well, see, what we call the trail of the mail carriage.
Milk is good.
Yeah, sometimes you do English.
Well, that would be sound good from the
dog. I went to Forest Ruby, walked to Forest Ruby from me too. Mm-hmm. But now I walk there, we put the tent, boots, and everything, and the tent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wouldn't you pack everything on your back?
Sled.
On the sled, pull it on the sled.
Well, on the sled, so we pulled the sled.
Mm-hmm.
So, no dog.
We were the dog. I did the same thing.
I know. That. Mm-hmm. I was prepared like that.
Mm-hmm.
Any place of that we want to camp, we camp down below Gibbon, Cook Ryan, what we call it. Mm-hmm. And then live below, we find a cabin, beautiful cabin. It was built to Antica. Nobody is.
Mm-hmm.
I opened the door, easy. I thought it was a hole. It was a big looking glass.
Oh,
true.
You didn't expect to see a looking glass
out
there, huh?
So we let on the night, too, before.
Mm-hmm.
And then people, sometimes one morning we struck overflow from the trail.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, geez. He burst the night. Mm-hmm. As he was prepared, he burst his float on over.
Mm-hmm.
He came away the sea. No, a rubber, I don't know.
Then you, what year did you come into town to live? In the Fairbanks.
In Fairbanks?
Yeah.
From
out in the hills, yeah.
Well, a year I come to Fairbanks, it was 1903, I guess.
But then you went out and worked in the mines, then you come back to town. But when did you come in to live when you didn't go back out no more? See, you worked for the city for a while here.
Oh, that's a long way. After I quit the mine, yeah.
Yeah, what year did you quit the mine and come in the way
down? Oh, geez, I quit from the I worked for Zimmerman and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Then I went to work for Wise Mike.
Wise Mike, yeah.
And then when I quit there, I come to town and start to get some people.
That was what year? About 1935, 30?
Yes,
around
35
or
30? It was over. And that's where I worked on pay. I lost my Social Security.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't pay. I thought they were paying.
You said you didn't have that at first.
I asked him from...
from the other place, but the city didn't have it.
I don't know what thought he didn't pay.
Mm-hmm. You worked for Pop Wiener when he was walking around the city?
Yeah, I worked together.
You worked with Pop Wiener?
Yeah, Wiener. And then, that's the time I got sick, I have to go out.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you remember what happened to the old foreman, the old Italian foreman? What's his name? He was city foreman so long.
Oh, the first one I went myself. My God, I didn't forget the name. He was living in Gray. Yeah.
Then there was the other one that lived down on 7th. The one that slanted by. You remember now?
Danny put up that, what the hell he called it, that Italia. He was born in America. Mm-hmm. Then he died and born in America. Mm-hmm. The other was before, I guess somebody, he was doing plenty good, but you know, sometimes some of this come against, you don't want to. I got the window shut, I never seen him.
He was gone from the country.
He was a good friend.
Would you remember much about old Ike, Tyron, and Yoki, and Matt Tipler here? Do you remember much about them when they lived here?
I remember some. I lost the track of the memory. Sometimes I knew a fella, and I knew before a long time, and I could get the name.
Yeah. Well, I do that too. Yeah.
Now you see that fella blind. You're standing there.
Yeah, I know what you mean. They sent him to Seattle, and they found out he can never do nothing for his eyes, so they're going to take him to system. He's going to go to system.
Well, I know. He told me. He said he lose his eye on account of the one he was curious.
Mm-hmm.
He said, you should not do that. He tried to kill the eye to have one good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know he was here to go.
Yeah, but he said, we got a letter last 2 weeks ago, and the pioneers got a letter that he's going to go to Sitchin now. He's ready to go to Sitchin.
Yeah, he was ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I call it blind, this kind of thing.
Well, don't you think, Frank, that Sitchin is the best place when you don't think that?
Oh, yeah. It's a good place. But what I think is lots of crooked things and fake things.
Yeah, I think they're just right, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you remember old McGuire?
Yeah.
Well, he was a friend of mine for years. He worked on the last railroad with me.
Yeah.
He's been sick and he says it's good.
Oh, lots.
Yeah, but somebody else says it's no good.
Lots of people. Well, look at Stallone.
You don't like
him? No, not Stallone. Napoleon.
Napoleon, yeah. He won't say that. Because he can't drink in their home with everybody, see?
Because he doesn't give the money enough.
Mm-hmm. He to drink. He wants to get the vino.
He said, oh, this is that you can even talk to him.
He's in jail. He isn't not in jail again. He was in jail. They let him out. They put him in jail. I know when they did. But that's 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago.
And he just put us to sleep.
That was all.
He had nothing.
No, they didn't try to make him put him to sleep.
But
he went to sit your place.
And he was supposed to leave after with his own man, too.
Yeah, he supposed to got down to Juneau. Somebody said he's down in Juneau now.
Down in Juneau?
Yeah, as soon as he got out of jail, he went to Juneau. I don't know, somebody bought him a ticket.
What the hell is this? Well, he
knows friends down there, too, you know.
He got some friends.
Mm-hmm. When you're among friends, that's important.
He drinks too much. He got the security check and the post office with me. He said, you go to the bank? Yes. He said, you come with me. He watched me. He said, the bank, the last time he fooled me. He said, I said, not the bank he fooled you, my man. He's not the bank. He's just a loan.
That's right.
The bank, he got to give you everything that he's roughly here.
Mm-hmm.
And he knows. And then he got sick. I said, what bill is this? He did something. For this, $1. I'll take this from the salon. They say, you watch it. You throw a big one, you know, you don't see it. Take you every dollar out.
Yeah,
you know, they
didn't used to do that.
No, but
they do now.
It's too many bad people.
But they used to be pretty good people here.
It's too many bad people for them. Mm-hmm. In fact, they got to watch out. You do give them for the shower door for that. Some of them don't know.
But if the pioneers had a branch home in Fairbanks, you'd like to go to it.
Oh, yeah.
All right, then they've been talking.
about maybe someday they might have a branch home in Fairbanks, Nome, and Anchorage.
Yeah, I suppose so. It ought to be better, yeah.
We're talking about it now.
I suppose.
Mm-hmm. First, they talk a long time. Maybe they do it, and maybe they don't.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When did Veroni come into Alaska?
Veroni, he come to work for me. I was working on board that time.
You come in that time, huh?
Yeah, the
1904, 1905, 1903?
It was about 1905.
About 1905.
He was just really coming in some to work over there, you know, and the other from Creala. Well, he had a good few days work there from a
tea. Did you have any brothers or sisters in Italy?
Right? Okay. No, no sisters.
Just brothers?
Well, now I got no more brothers.
They all passed away?
When I went home from Italy in 1908.
1908, you made a trip home.
Yeah. My father was an old man, and he was land some in there. My brother, he did buy a piece of land, but we had before some land. But the old people, my father told me everything. He sold everything for the branded wine.
For branded wine, huh?
And so I started to build. Mm-hmm. I bought the place. To build, I'll build a house, a three story.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. But me, I see in the picture, never went back.
Mm-hmm.
And everything, well, my brother, he had two sons. One is died in the war, triple. He was born to be in the war. War, triple war, he was there until the last time he got there. And then I left from there. I come back. When I was sick, the one, my nephew at the house, was leaving. He said, so-and-so. I wrote to the council, I returned to him. Another one in Turin. I have some money in the bank.
That's a Turin.
You're going to give the money in the bank and nothing out of your people. Mm-hmm. That's what he did. Now I got a letter from this fellow at the house, from his daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And I got up here at the dinner.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he was coming back home. Did you see when you see I give up everything, I don't want to go back home.
So you left everything and come back to Alaska?
Come back to
Alaska. Mm-hmm.
I thought I was going back, but I changed my mind. Mm-hmm. Now the way I am, I got to let her know. But I can even write, maybe someday I'll come back after that.
Yeah.
I got a letter from Long Beach, from Casaleno. I don't know, he was living in the van on the road to the post.
Well, while you was working here in the mining in the other days, you remember of some of the hard things you had happen, or some accidents that happened, or things like that. For instance, when you run out of something, how did you get a hold of some more? If you needed some tobacco, you didn't run out of anything sometimes?
Well, there was a car coming up.
Was the Coghill, was he here that time?
Yeah.
Old man Coghill?
Yes, it was a car. One time I come to, down to Wolf, stop on Fox. I was supposed to reach for the gas.
Mm-hmm. A gas car ran on the old Tabernacle Railroad. Now, yeah.
And it's supposed to come and down.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I said, come on, friend, with your car. I didn't want the car when we were in here. You have to push the car up.
Mm-hmm.
So,
do you remember Coghill? When he used to go out there?
Yeah, I remember.
And take orders? He was the first cart one time. He pushed it himself all the way.
You know the fella, Mr. Schroger's brother?
Who?
Mr. Schroger. Walker.
Mr. Walker's brother? Yeah.
Very nice.
Yes, I know. I know he was
hurt. He told me the fire coming later. He said, we went over and not to the down at Albert Derry. He said, we'll take you to the hospital. You don't want to go.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then we'll take you far away. He signed and every day take him to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
He's only 3 hours on the other.
Mm-hmm.
No, I remember the fella, he had the car, he was going like that.
You getting a little tired now? Do you want to rest some more? Are you getting tired talking?
No, I'm all right.
Okay.
And Bubby Sheldo, he was running the car.
Yeah?
Yeah, the car. Up and
Bobby was just a kid then, too.
I remember when Mrs. Larry came in.
Mrs. James Barry, Ruth Barry.
She got everything and didn't buy again.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Not the last time I was even on the pioneer. I went there, this is a kind of the table. I went there to Dan, it was a crippled fella.
Crawford? John Hurley. Yeah, this is John Hurley.
So down there, he had a young girl, I don't know what it was. Then there was another woman, I said, down. It was a big function, but I know by first I know the name. Jim Barry come there. Frank, what do you want to drink? I said, you the one, and this is Barry. I said, you give me seven brand. One, not a big whiskey, not a beer, not a beer, and this keep paying this whiskey.
I'm going to turn this over. This is a film and tape recording. This is part two of this reel of Frank Masano's early life in Alaska and the Fairbanks area.
That is talking.
When you talk like that, it records. I'm going to show you after this. Now, you were telling me about Mr. Bagg buying you the drinks. Mrs. Bagg, who's paying for the drinks?
Oh, she thinks I'd be the vendor. I just drink one. I don't want that. But she was fine. But then somebody told me, don't you know, she got every... She worth $1 million. Oh, she got everything. Jim Barry was a great friend of mine. He committed to that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Jesus. What are you going to do?
Yeah, I did it with Jim a lot of times over the years, you know.
Yeah.
I spent a lot of time with him when he had the store down here.
I was going with lots of business there when I was mining. That's pretty good.
Well, in the wintertime, did you rig up a steam boiler and thaw with points in the winter when you was working in the winter when you used to mine?
It's all the surface.
Did you to thaw the ground?
Yeah, we chopped so many cobs of wood that...
And build a fire. You take the wood and build a fire, and then when it thaws, you dig it out and then build a new fire?
No, we had a boiler here already.
Oh, you had a boiler?
Oh, yes, mm-hmm. Right, points.
Mm-hmm.
10 feet sweater.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, it was not quite long to build that. Okay, we just put 3, 6, 9 sweater.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty close, you throw through. It was a nice digging. If you watch yourself, you see yourself way down. And take it out, we literally take it out and throw it, takes 2 days.
2 days?
Right.
Each time you throw it, takes 2 days.
That's okay. 8 by 8.
Mm-hmm.
Put 7 7, you can do 7 7, but 8, you got more chance to put dirt behind the tree.
More room to work, yeah.
Yeah.
You crib up as you go down when you sink those shafts?
No, you go down and bottom.
With no cribbing around?
You just watch the big rock.
That's all.
When you are down and bottom there, you put a square set, 4 4.
Mm-hmm.
Put the cap, you start to crib.
Mm-hmm. From the bottom up?
You got to put the set in the finish so all the granite.
Mm-hmm.
Then you crib up as far as you want. And in the winter, you don't go over the outside. And when you are on the slope again, well, you prepare a bunch of cribbing, you got a platform, you go down, you put the cribbing in, pack up dirt.
Well, when you what you call a set is 2 posts and a cap. Is that a set?
Yeah.
2 posts and a cap.
4 posts.
4 posts.
Each pole.
Mm-hmm.
Then you put a big cap.
The big cap. Huh?
Then you start to put
the cribbing on top.
Very big, but then you start to narrow that for something the way you want. 6 feet lead.
Mm-hmm.
6 and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you've got the hour on yourself. and you can work on a shoe.
Mm-hmm. Drop a rock on top of your head.
Yeah, you're all alone and nobody finds you.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, sometimes you go two on the side. Mm-hmm. And you dig it. Mm-hmm. One around the edge, and the other dig it.
Did you know Max Reedy at Fox very well?
Oh,
Max?
Oh, yes. I've been known a long time.
Was he the first storekeeper out there, Max Reedy? The first one?
Yeah, he had a beautiful wife. One day he come around there. Sometimes I thought about that, but he did. He had a young fella working for a few and a cooker. He was after so many times. He took me to town, or a lot of time, but he don't want me to pay, he want me to pay at it. What is he doing? It's not here. You say you pay something. All right. The one I meet him, I pay. I said, Reedy told me, you want a good job, collect the money. Mm-hmm. Well, then he went and proved it. His wife. I couldn't put the fella. I forget the loss if the other fella took it away. But then I meet the one and three times six. The other father bless you. Mm-hmm. Hello, Reedy. And he had the daughter there. Mm-hmm. The daughter was young, but he grew up in around this year. And he went and shot. Yeah.
Then Matthew passed away and took him outside. Matthew did. He died. I used to visit with him, so
you
don't want to give up the store. I talked to him when he
was there. When I see you before I asked, I saw you too. Not much
difference. This tape recording of the life of Frank Masano, Pioneer Alaskan, member of Igloo 4, Fairbanks, Alaska.